Globally, there is diversity in the approaches and level of regulations for gray water reuse that range from being legal with few restrictions to being prohibited in all circumstances. In other cases, there are no clear policies on gray water, and its use may instead be indirectly regulated by building, plumbing, or health codes written without consideration of the terms of its reuse. Australia is often considered to be a leader with respect to gray water policies. At the national level, Australia has developed guidelines for gray water reuse and encourages reuse through a rebate program. In the United States, although there's no national gray water policy, about 30 states have gray water regulations of some kind. These regulations vary widely. Here's an example. North Carolina has stringent gray water regulations that allows reuse only if it's treated to the same standards as wastewater. In comparison, Arizona has a more flexible gray water policy than many states and is often seen as a leader in terms of promotion of gray water reuse in the United States. A major hurdle for the implementation of gray water reuse is the public perception that it's unsafe or unhealthy, or a more general aversion to the idea of reusing wastewater. In general, gray water use is growing, even in regions with laws restricting its use and those with no explicit policies regarding gray water.